This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. Alongside me, Bridget Eyre. Bridget, happy Catholic Schools Week.
Yeah, I mean, Kent and I are both products of Catholic schools, and so we love Catholic schools, so this is Catholic Schools Week.
Good old St. Michael and Cardinal Ritter and, you know, where'd you go?
I went to Bishop Luers in Fort Wayne St. John the Baptist for grade school.
There we go.
Yeah, but today we have a special guest. Her name is Carol Wagner. She is the director of campus ministry from a local Catholic school here in the Indianapolis metro area, Bishop Chittard High School. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Well, thank you for having me.
And as we are celebrating Catholic Schools Week, we thought we would have a Catholic high school to come in, a person come in to talk about what you do at Chittard. So if you could give us a bit of an overview of Chittard.
Sure.
And Bishop Chittard.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about your role.
Okay. Well, Bishop Chittard is the Catholic school that's run by the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So it's the archdiocesan school on the north side.
Okay.
That means it's a parochial high school as opposed to a private high school. We have a group of area parishes that feed into us. There's 9 Catholic schools in the North Deanery that feed into Bishop Chittard, but we welcome all persons if we can meet their needs.
And what is your role there? You're the director of campus ministry. What do you do there?
Well, it's very interesting because I did not choose this role for myself. I'll give you a little background.
Yeah.
I did attend elementary and Catholic high schools right here in Indianapolis, St. Lawrence and Bishop Chittard.
Okay.
I always felt my vocation was to be married and raise a family, and that's what I did. And then at one point, my youngest child was going to school, and I took a job at an area Catholic grade school as the art teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Did that for 12 years, and then God was calling me someplace else. I loved the job I was doing, but I just felt that pull from God. So I resigned from that position, and I got a call from our president at Bishop Chittard, Mr. Bill Somm. And he said, Carol, I heard you're looking for something, a part-time job or something. So he gave me a list of about 3 or 4 options. And I said, you know, I've always liked working with young people. I think I'll try the campus ministry position. By the end of that first year, I was offered the position as director of campus ministry. So God really called me to this position, gave me that first year to get my feet wet. And 9 years later, that's what I've been doing. As the director of campus ministry, we oversee the retreat program, our service requirements, mission trips, and a few other activities that we offer each year. We offer a cardboard city. It's a homeless experience.
Oh.
And it's very brief, but the kids get an idea of what it would be like if you had to sleep outside. They just do it for one night, but they do have to attend school the next day. So it's kind of a unique experience. And then also through campus ministry, we have a few clubs that fall under our umbrella, the Pro-Life Club, our Promise to Keep, our Chastity Program. We had a Comfort Club, which was really trying to serve kids that are after school. We made blankets, and if anyone in our community or Bishop Chittard family needed comfort of some way, like they lost a loved one or maybe they had a new baby, we made these blankets in our Comfort Club, and they're for anyone to use, so we give those out. We also have a few other clubs or activities. We serve the Cathedral Soup Kitchen once a month. That comes out of our office. Miracle Place, we go down and help tutor at Miracle Place. And under the supervision of my husband, Deacon Rick, who works alongside with me, the SERVE program, which stands for Students Encouraging Religious Vocations.
Mm.
And then he also supervises the liturgy committee that helps with set up for our all-school masses that we offer an all-school mass every week, and the entire community attends.
In addition to all that, you're actually educating people, too.
I know. It's a lot, believe me.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously you mentioned a whole bunch of different things that are unique to Chittard.
Mm-hmm.
But that is my question. What is unique to Catholic schools kind of maybe from your experience, and then also Bishop Chatard. I mean, okay. if there's like a couple things that just mm-hmm. are really unique about attending a Catholic school mm-hmm. versus maybe a non-Catholic school.
Well, we always try to promote that we are trying to educate the whole person. So not only academically, but also through their faith. And that means all the Catholic students, but also all the Christian students that are at our school. We want them to know God. We hope that we can help them know how much God loves them. At the high school level, it's a pretty tough world for young people.
And for adults, too.
Yeah, for adults, too. Especially.
Yeah, I mean, but we've had a more experience to kind of maybe navigate than when you're just kind of starting out. But,
right.
But go on.
Well, a few years ago, we had a couple area suicides in the Catholic schools. Mm. And it really impacted our school, even though they didn't happen in our school. But we are all still a community of Catholic high schools on the north side with Brebeuf, Cathedral, Guerin Catholic, and Bishop Chatard. So we had to do something, and we had a we brought the kids all together, and we had this saying that you are loved, you have value, and you are not alone. And this really impacted the kids. It gave them some comfort. I don't know if we ever just stated that to them, but this was school-wide. And a group of seniors who knew some of the kids that lost their lives asked if we could put this saying up around the school. So we did. And that saying has never come down. Those words are still up today. And this was probably 4 or 5 years ago. And what's cool is there's a few teachers that have shared that as their kids leave their classroom, they say those words. You are loved, you have value, and you are not alone. So if that's the only message we give these kids besides their education, I think that's God's message.
No doubt. If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Carol Wagner. She is the director of campus ministry at Bishop Chatard High School. And we're celebrating Catholic Schools Week. And I know Kent and I, we both attended Catholic schools. And many times I've thought back about just what a really good experience mm-hmm. that was for me. And I'm so grateful to my parents that they sent me there. Mm-hmm. I know my siblings feel the same way. What are some of the benefits, maybe both like short-term and long-term, mm-hmm. that you kind of see, you know, in your 9 years of experience there? And also, you know, having been in going to a Catholic school yourself, being an alum of Chatard.
Right. Well, we have a saying that when you graduate from Bishop Chatard, you're a Trojan for life. So you are a Trojan forever. But short term, I've heard from students who have come and shadowed at our school or chose Bishop Chatard as their school of choice that they felt like it was a family. It had a community feeling. They felt supported. They heard from other students that currently attend Bishop Chatard that they feel that way. So I think those are kind of short-term and long-term. But the long-term is just what I said earlier about the saying. We want the students to know that they always have a place to come back to. And it's evident because it is so wonderful when there are breaks in the college schedule. The students come and sign in, because they're supposed to follow the rules, sign in, and then they come see you. Like from college students come back and visit their high school. I'm not sure I did that, even though I went to Bishop Chatard.
But they got you back as an employee.
I know.
That happens a lot, too.
You never know where God's going to take your life. And then also for me, in particular in my area, I need the connection with the college students because they come back and help lead our senior Christian Awakening retreats. So they take time out of their school schedule to come back and help my ministry. That's a connection forever. I mean, I've obviously had a connection while they're at school, and then it continues beyond their 4 years at Bishop Chatard.
And talk a little bit about Christian Awakening. Is it kind of like, I mean, for those who are adults who maybe have mm-hmm. have not experienced that or didn't have a child go through that, is it a fair assessment to say it's like a Christ Renews His Parish, but for high school level?
Was exactly.
Or like for non-Catholic people, maybe like the Emmaus Walk or other, the Great Banquet,
yes.
those kind of. So talk about that a little bit, and what's that like for students that attend that?
Yeah.
I mean, what a great way to get them on fire, you know?
Right before they leave us and go out in the real world.
Need to do it freshman year.
Yeah. I don't think they're mature enough freshman right. year to go through it. It's almost a 3.5-day program, so it's very similar to all those type of retreats. It's set up that way. There's a thread that runs from the beginning on Tuesday evening to Friday at the closing. Basically, we want them to get to know themselves, get to know others, and get to know where they are in their relationship to God. My prayer each time before a senior retreat is just that we move one soul a little bit closer to God. Now, my desire is that we move all 45 or however many are on there, including the leaders. But I start there because I don't know where they all are in their faith journey. So if I can just move them a little bit, then it's worth it.
I can't believe we only have a couple minutes left. What's it been like for you to be in this environment as a director of mm-hmm. campus ministry? How's it impacted gosh. Your faith, I guess, is the question.
Well, I feel very blessed to have been offered this position when I did not choose it for myself. So that impacts me in my relationship with God. It's a tough job. I mean, you're trying to bring people closer to God or introduce God to them mm-hmm. or help them grow even further. And so it's a great responsibility, but my prayer life has exploded since I took this position. I feel such a strong responsibility to do whatever I can, but not alone. I can only do it with prayer and with the impact of God leading my everyday.
I think any of us that have been in ministry realize that, help, God, I need your help. So your prayer life does kind of mm-hmm. ramp up. Okay, so if you want more information, can you give the webpage at Bishop Chatard?
Yes, we just updated it this year. It's an awesome webpage. You can find us at bishopchatard.org. That's B-I-S-H-O-P, Chatard, C-H-A-T. ARD.org.
My guest today has been Carol Wagner. She is the Director of Campus Ministry at Bishop Chatard High School. Thanks for being my guest today.
Well, thank you for having me.
God bless you.
Thank you. You
Catholic
too.
Schools Week. Yay.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then below that, in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
A recent study was done of teens to see if they could handle being without their screens. The people conducting the study agreed to pull the plug if it got dangerous. The results? Quote, only three reached the end of the experiment. Three had suicidal thoughts, five experienced intense panic attacks, 27 had symptoms like nausea, sweating, dizziness, hot flashes, and abdominal pain. Almost everyone had feelings of fear and anxiety. We've all heard the myth that some people are great multitaskers. Not true. Studies have shown that the more things you do at one time, the more you stink at doing all of them. Our brains only have so much bandwidth. If your attention is drawn to a screen, that means it's being drawn away from life all around you. Here's my screen detox challenge. Unplug it every meal and every Sunday. You'll survive. If you don't get disciplined about unplugging a little, those screens can go from a blessing to an addiction faster than you can say apple. This is Chris Stefanik from reallifecatholic.com.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we are going to be talking about Catholic Schools Week. This is the National Catholic Schools Week, which is celebrated from January 27th through February 2nd. And the theme this year is Catholic Schools, Learn, Serve, Lead, and Succeed. And today with me via telephone, we have a special guest, Mary McCoy. She is the Assistant Superintendent for Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Welcome to Faith in Action, Mary.
Thanks, Bridget. Great to be here today and talk about Catholic schools.
Yeah, Kent Blanford's in the studio with me, and we are both products of Catholic education. We were talking about that before we got started here. And Catholic schools are just really an awesome beacon of learning and faith formation. Can you tell us, give us a little bit of an overview of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis with regard to Catholic schools and perhaps the mission of Catholic schools?
Absolutely. So the Archdiocese covers, which surprises a lot of people, but we actually cover 13,000 square miles. So it's a large area from central Indiana, clear down to southern Indiana, down to the river. And we serve, we have 68 total Catholic schools, with 11 of those being high schools.
Okay.
57 of them being elementaries.
That's a lot of schools.
Now, a lot of schools and a lot of kiddos as well.
Yeah, how many kids?
Over 23,000 students in our Catholic schools this year. So we're proud and blessed to be forming so many kiddos in our schools.
So what's the overall mission of Catholic schools in the Arch Indy? Or does each school have their own mission? I mean, there's probably mission within a mission, right?
Absolutely. And as we know, our archdiocese has a mission, but our Catholic schools has a mission statement as well. And you know, I can read the whole mission statement, Bridget, but in a nutshell, it's basically, you know, with our open doors, open arms, and open hearts, we support the formation of young people. And as we do this, we model it by our Lord Jesus Christ.
No doubt. And how many, I think a lot of times people have the misconception that you have to be Catholic to go to a Catholic school, and that's not necessarily the case for most of the Catholic schools. Do you have like the breakdown, or could you answer that question? I mean, you don't have to be Catholic to go to a Catholic school, right?
Right. Like I said, we open our doors, our arms, and hearts to all. Anyone that desires to be in our Catholic schools, we do our best to be able to get them in there and meet their needs. Actually, out of all of our schools, we have over 20% of our students are not Catholic. So it seems to grow a little bit more and more every year, which we love. And it gives us an opportunity, Bridget, to evangelize our faith and teach others about our Catholic faith and how we just weave that into everything we do in our schools.
And in a sense, you know, obviously those who are not Catholic, they're exposed to the truths of the Catholic faith and the love of Jesus, but you're also helping to evangelize those who are there as well, you know, because we always need to continue to be enriched by the Word of God and the sacraments and evangelized in that way and academically.
Absolutely.
What kind of benefits would you say young people have in attending a Catholic school, maybe perhaps over, you know, attending another type of school?
Well, first and foremost, they're receiving the faith each and every day, and that's why we exist. That's why our Catholic schools are here. Of course, we have a very well-rounded education in which, you know, academically, spiritually, physically, socially, we meet the needs of our students. But through those avenues that we meet the needs of our students, we always weave in our faith and Jesus Christ, and he's the reason for our schools, and he's the reason that they all exist. And so we are blessed that we are able to start each day with prayer, and our classes start with prayer, and just Jesus is always there in everything we do, whether it's math class or our reading classes, so that's absolutely the number one benefit of attending a Catholic school.
Well, I think it's a great model that you take into your life the rest of your life. I know my kids are not in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, but they attended Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and the Dominican sisters run that, the Dominican Sisters out of Nashville. And what was always wonderful is that they would, you know, that you get into the habit of prayer, you know, and, you know, they would pray, you know, the act of contrition at the end of the day. And I actually thought that was really funny because you think about all the things that happen in a day, just a school day or a work day. I mean, we as Catholics want to do that before we go to bed, but it was just great. That was something that they did. I remember walking out of school one day after volunteering and hearing them pray that, and it just cracked me up. I mean, I prayed it along with it. But, you know, just having those prayer habits that we really need to take with us into adult life.
Absolutely.
If you're joining us right now, we're talking with Mary McCoy. She is Assistant Superintendent for Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. How are Catholic schools... maybe a different way, how might they be unique in what they deliver, and what kind of impact have you seen them have being in a Catholic education? What kind of an impact have you seen on people's lives that attend these schools, like maybe in later in life?
Right. So as I said earlier, we do bring in faith in everything we do, and our teachers are outstanding, and our administrators, It's you know, our Catholic faith isn't just in our religion classes. It's, as I said, woven throughout the day. But, you know, those students that are able to attend our schools and get the benefit and how they are impacted, just, you know, a lot of the research out there will show that those that attend Catholic schools, they're more likely to vote. They earn higher wages. If you graduate from a Catholic school, you're more likely to be civically engaged and actually more committed to service as adults as well. And research also shows that if you're a graduate of a Catholic school, that you demonstrate more tolerance of diverse views from their peers. So there's a lot of benefits and successes, I would call them, as our graduates go on to be part of society and our culture and give back even and contribute to society in a positive way.
And I know just, you know, having attended Catholic schools myself and then being a parent, you know, of children that go to a Catholic school, it really affects the whole family. Like it really kind of brings the parents in to the just the spiritual formation and somewhat the academic formation. Have you can you talk a little bit about maybe how the parents are somewhat impacted by when the children go to a Catholic school?
Absolutely.
I can think of a couple ways myself, but...
Yeah. Well, and to start with, I would say, you know, we truly understand that the parents are the first educators of their children when it comes to their faith. However, in Catholic schools, we like to really focus on that collaboration mm-hmm. with parents, collaborations with guardians, to seek and to educate that whole child by providing an excellent Catholic education that's rooted in gospel values. And so therefore we bring our parents right along with the teaching and the learnings of the church. And it's neat to see how some of our parents are learning right along with their students, you know, and the students will go home and say, hey, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, whomever, you know, we learned about the sacraments today. And did you know that what it means to receive the Eucharist? And so it's neat to see our parents, you know, sometimes they're learning right along with our kiddos. So,
and it's good to kind of brush up on some of those things, you know, things maybe you didn't think about. It's like, oh yeah, you know, or, you know, maybe you know, most of the parents have been through, you know, sacramental preparation, but, you know, you see something in a different way and you know, just with the different books or the different assignments.
Right. Well, and it's nice to also see some of our alumni, you know, they come back and teach in our schools. Mm-hmm. I get out to our schools quite a bit and work with teachers a lot of times. And it's neat to hear the success stories of saying, you know, those that might have graduated from a Catholic school and want to come back and teach in that Catholic school because they have such positive memories from those days in their Catholic schools. Or we have grandparents or the retired that will come and volunteer. And we even have those, you know, that will give back financially because of the Catholic education that they have received, and they want to give back. And that's one way that they might you know, decide to do that.
And since you brought that up, I think we have about 2 minutes left, but this time's going quickly. But you mentioned giving back. I know that there is there are ways that if you want to contribute to a Catholic school, that you can do that. Can you give one way, like with a tax credit scholarship? Or
yes, yes. I'm glad you mentioned that. We many of our donations to our schools are through the tax credit scholarship or a scholarship granting organization, and our organization that we work with is called the Institute for Quality Education. And donors can actually go online for to their website and choose a school that they would like to donate, and then those dollars will go to students that might not otherwise be able to afford a Catholic education, and they will help with tuition and books or whatever else might be needed for that particular family. But another advantage to the donor is that it's a tax credit. So those donors would actually receive a tax credit on their Indiana state taxes. So if that's something someone would be interested in, you can go to the IQE website, which is sgo.i4, as in the number 4, qed.org.
And we'll put that website along the podcast as well. So what, Mary, what's it been like for you to be a part of this? What kind of how has this impacted your faith to be serving in the role that you do?
Oh, Bridget, I could talk all day about that, but I am truly blessed to be able to have worked with Catholic schools for almost 28 years now, and it has truly been my life, my vocation, and I can't imagine doing anything else, but it just continues to make me stronger each and every day in my faith. I'm surrounded with some wonderful faith-filled people at work each and every day. To be able to get out into the schools and work with so many faith-filled administrators and teachers, it just continues to make me stronger in what I'm doing. So I feel very blessed and very honored to be able to serve as one of our assistant superintendents of Catholic schools.
So if anyone listening wanted to find out more about Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, how would they go about doing that? Could you give us your webpage?
Sure. It's oce.archindy.org.
And we'll also put that up on the podcast. Mary McCoy, she is the Assistant Director for Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, has been my guest today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Bridget, and thanks, Kent. I appreciate you inviting me on today.
Well, God bless you and your work. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.